welcome to you today, and welcome to Gwyneth, as she joins us today. Good to have you with us. Thank you. How's everybody?
Good.
Pretty good? I see some, yes. I see that our sound desk is still in the process of getting up and running.
We've had a mouse.
A mouse issue.
Yes,
oh,
the technology.
Rodents. You just can't trust them.
The lights are doing it funny.
There's one or two gremlins that we need to chase out of this place. The lights are not working in that part. In the toilet area.
We'll be fine.
We'll press through. There's nothing going to stop us doing that. I remain ever hopeful, ever expectant that the marks of revival, or at least one of them, is to start filling up from the front to the back. I watched an MP4 of a great arena where a group of people called the Wren Collective. We've used one or two of their songs. And they're singing this amazing song. And there was absolutely no room from the front to the back. There's room at the back. The front was full. And I thought, got some little ways to go. Well, they're still working. Would you join me as we pray, as we start our time together? Father, we pray that our technology would work well. We commit it to you. We pray for a release of all that's good in this place today, that would not hinder this time that we can share together and that we can worship you. Lord, we want to thank you this morning for your amazing grace that saved us, that changed us, brought us into your kingdom life and culture. It's wonderful. It is wonderful, but Lord, we can't live in the past. The yesterdays were wonderful, but this is today, and we need that amazing grace today. We need it every day. We need it today because we live in a fast-paced world, and each day has its challenges, and we don't know what a day will bring forth. But we do know that your grace is always, always sufficient. And Lord, it's by your grace that we can do things we never thought possible, and we can reach heights that we never thought we could reach. So today we give you thanks and we glorify your wonderful, wonderful name. Lord, you've called us to pray for those in authority over us. We pray today for our Prime Minister, the members of Parliament that face so many difficult decisions, far-reaching consequences. They need your wisdom and direction. And they need to be sensitive to the needs of people at all levels of our society. So we pray for all the men and women in government, national government, local government. We pray for the political situation in Australia. Lord, that it seems chaotic. Lord, we pray that good sense, good wisdom would come into all that. Lord, how much we all need and how much they need you in the affairs of our nation, the affairs of our world today. Lord, we pray today for our denominational leaders, those who serve the wider church faithfully and with integrity. And we pray for our own church family and the special needs right here among us today. We know, Lord, that we all come with stuff, with needs. And Lord, you know us. You know our hearts individually. You look right in there and you understand where we stand before you right now. Please help us as we lift our hearts and our needs to you. Your touch upon our lives this morning. Lord, as we worship you together, Lord, may your Holy Spirit touch us with healing, with wholeness again. And Father, I'm reminded that we have a ministry settlement board here too, at work at the moment. And we ask that you would guide us all, and them in particular, to the person that you already have in mind for this parish, that we might be, that person might be a right fit to give leadership and work with us in ministry to bring that kingdom life to our community. So Lord, we thank you today for the for the rising up we sense in our time, for everything being shaken, but there's a rising up of your people. And the work of your Spirit is going on. We rejoice for that. It's a new wind. It's a new day. And we bless you in Jesus' name. And some of us said, amen. Amen. Excellent. Excellent. How are we doing with that tech? Have we got it?
No. I'm going to help Mike out.
You're going to help Mike out. Okay.
Yeah, the mouse.
Right. Okay, let's just move right on. Yes. Mike, would you like to come up here for a moment? Let you lead our singing at this time. Thank you.
Just while we're doing all that, we thought we'd help Mike out a little bit because we've had mouse problems and we're not going to let that phase us.
Yeah.
And, you know, just as Mike's coming up and we're just looking at all of that, I have to tell you a funny story. We planted a church when we were in Nelson. It was out of the mother church. And we planted it and we were in this country hall. And we arrived one morning, and this would happen on a regular occasion. This particular Sunday morning, it was very bad. It was a hall where they would have a lot of parties, and quite often we would arrive to church, and there would be beer, sticky beer, and, you know, sometimes people hadn't been in quick enough on the Sunday morning to clean up. And one Sunday morning we arrived and the piano was so full of beer, it wouldn't play. So we thought, we're not going to let that phase us. And so we had testimony time and all things like that, and it was cool. And so, you know, when we don't have song books or whatever, we're just getting ready for that. So the first song you can look it up that Mike's got is Love Divine, or Love's Excelling. And then we'll tell you the next few songs if you find them, and we'll sing along anyway. But Mike, we're going to let you take over.
Yeah, well, some of those will be in our church, haven't we?
Yeah, they've got them.
Oh, they've got them.
479.
469. So Mike,
479.
479. 479.
Yeah.
Cool.
Here we are, Mike.
We knew those hymn books would come back and use them. Sometimes. This song, Love Divine, if you note at the bottom, Charles Wesley wrote it back in the 1700s. And the tune is by a Welshman, Rowlands, in the 1800s. In Wales, they say music connects with the soul. And let us join in this song, Love Divine, or Love's Excelling.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Just wanted to remind us of one or two things. Firstly, that there are 16 weeks till Christmas. I thought that would gladden your hearts. Christmas Eve this year will be on a Monday evening, and we have set up an opportunity, like we did last year at the Waikaka Sports Complex, to celebrate, have an evening of celebration of Christmas Eve together. And Rob Hall and his the others of his group are going to be, shall we say, the main event in terms of leading us in that time. So we're looking forward to a great opportunity for that. As part of that, just to let you know that we're planning to do about four letterbox drops leading right up to this time of Christmas to let the community know that we're there, to let them know that that's on, and as well as personal contact, just to be an awareness that that's happening. So that's Christmas. Communion next Sunday at Waikaka. It's also Father's Day. The heads up for those of you who don't remember that that is Father's Day. That's an important day. And on the 9th, there will be a brief congregational meeting after the service just to vote on a ministry settlement board matter. So, any other notices that you would like to bring to us? Ross?
Jeff Nichols, there was a Tap Nui last night healing meeting. Very good. And you also met Riversdale.
Riversdale tonight at 7. Yep. Riversdale Church, 7 o'clock tonight, Jeff Nichols. Has a healing ministry, but it's a no-nonsense, not a flaky time. It's just a wonderfully ordinary but super ordinary time to bring healing. So if you have anyone that you know, or yourself, you could take yourself along to Riversdale, 7 o'clock tonight. It would be a good time. The Lord has done some good things through this man. He's had an amazing healing experience himself, and I think that's one of the reasons why John Gallup kind of relates a lot to him in terms of cancer. So did you wish to say anything about that at Riversdale? No?
You're welcome.
Good, thank you.
Oh, one more thing.
Yes.
If anyone is interested in some free Douglas fir trees, I've got about 30 left after some planting. They're free to put in the ground right now.
Right. Excellent. See Ross. Any other matters?
Cool.
Let's worship the Lord further by giving our tithes and our offerings to him.
Thank you for the many blessings you bring upon us, even for the simple things like the wind and the sunshine and the rain when we need it. Father, we just ask that you'll use these gifts for the furtherance of your kingdom, and that we may uphold your name to be deservedly the glory that it should be held at.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated.